straws, do they have something that blows the air in, or do they blow the air in?
So it's an upright tube. Mm-hmm. So if you look at that straw launcher, it's an upright tube, and they pull that tube up, and when they drop the tube pushes air out the launch tube, mm-hmm. and it launches the straw. So if you go to my office, I have a lot of those straw launchers, and I work with kids from kindergarten, preschool, all the way up to high school. The preschool kids, I mean the kindergarten kids, they know it as well as the older kids. They can learn the concept of Newton's three laws of motion. So they know if that rocket weighs too much, it's not going to go very far. So that's a really easy concept for them to know.
You're going to see us out here in the street. All three of us are going to design our own.
I can bring it sometime and we can launch them.
We're going to be competing. What are you talking about?
And so, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's a really good way to see it. And, you know, so it's a great way to teach Newton's three laws of motion. And today with the water rockets, they're going to see it, but we have to do the water rockets outside. And these go up 200 feet or so. So we put about 60 psi of pressure in those water rockets. So it's going to be a really big show today. But these are
today.
Yeah. We had to do the straw rockets that day. We were going to do sport fishing, but that day a thunderstorm had come in, and I contacted the school. This was a summer school program at Blue Eye, and, you know, we just couldn't do an outdoor program, and so I switched up the program just that morning. And so I have all of my programs just ready to go, and so I said, let's just switch it up. We switched it up to straw rockets, and we were just ready to go. So all the kids loved it, and they still learned a really good science program. So moving on to Sandra's. Sandra has a lot of programs, and not only including with her programs, I was really impressed that she had 73 counseling sessions with new and existing clients. Even though you see she's in Springfield and Ozark and Kimberling City, she does meet with a lot of clients. We get a lot of phone calls, and she does answer those calls and meets with people within Taney County. And then moving on to Barb. Barb is finishing up, or she's finished up her summer schools. I think those finished up last month. They did for me. And you'll see her at the farmer's market. You'll see her at the farmer's market this week. And then she's getting ready along with me for back to school sessions too. Any questions? I just bring my rockets next month.
You'll like that, huh?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
I'm sure mine will go higher than Brandon. There you go. I've already caught it. I'll put sparkles on mine now. Come on, Brandon. That's a dare. We
gotta
have a straw rocket.
I guess we'll recess and be upstairs in our conference room for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion. And after that, we'll go into executive session, legal. We'll be in recess.
You know, you remember that email that we got? I do know sometime. We can't do it today. We're too booked, but there was.